family are on WNYC. And as everyone observing Ramadan is exquisitely aware, the days are long in midsummer. The nights are short. The sun went up today just after 5:30 and isn't going down until 8:30 this evening. That's about six more hours of daylight than at midwinter. So we want to know, how does that affect what you get done? Are you more productive? Are you eating later? Are you working out more? Are you sleeping less because of the long daylight hours? 212-433-WNYC. That's the question. How are you using the long summer days? 212-433-WNYC. To work more or to play more? Or are they manipulating you? Do you find yourself waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning because you don't have blackout shades that are good enough and it's driving you crazy? How are the long summer days affecting you? Are you working more? Are you playing more? Are you sleeping less? 212-433-9692 for this midsummer call-in. How are the long summer days affecting you? How are you using that extra daylight? 212-433-WNYC. Now, if you're in Scandinavia or Alaska and streaming the show and want to tell us what a long day is really like, try calling 212-433-WNYC or posting to the website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. That'd be fun. We got calls from all over the world in that segment we did the other day, remember, about another topic. So maybe somebody's listening in Scandinavia. Maybe somebody's listening in Alaska. What's it like when the sun never goes down for a couple of months? 212-433-WNYC. And if you're here in the New York area, how are you using the extra daylight here in early July? 212-433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this.
That summer feeling, that summer feeling, that summer feeling.
Folks, what less things to do? Not because you got.
So, what are you doing with that extra daylight? Steve in Hastings on Hudson. Hi, Steve.
How you doing, Brian? Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, I love the extra hours because even while I get up at 5:30 in the morning and I have a chance to work in my own garden, cutting flowers, planting, weeding, the longer day allows me to go to a community garden, which I really enjoy. I've had it for the first time now, and I can weed, I can cut vegetables, lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, take them out of the garden, take them home, wash them up for the next day's salad.
And you can do it almost as slowly as you want after work. That's a good thing. Steve, thank you very much. Robert in Whitestone, you're on WNYC. How are you using this daylight?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Funny that this topic came up the other day. I was sitting in my backyard, and it was about 9:30 at night. And it was still a night blue sky, and I was like, wow, I'm loving these hours. And for example, on my end, I work out throughout the whole year. However, I recently have found myself not going to the gym after work when I get home at 8, 9, 10 o'clock, but I want to take advantage of the weather, and I'll go out, and I started cycling, and really, really came to enjoy it, and just love taking advantage of the great summer that we're having so far here in New York.
Robert, thanks a lot. How about you folks, 212-433-WNYC, how are you using these long days? I gave that nod earlier to people observing Ramadan, which, you know, moves through the year. And so as our listener Hessian pointed out on Facebook, longer days mean more fasting if you observe Ramadan. You know how that goes from sun up to sundown during that month. So Ramadan happened to start on the longest day of the year this time. Sorry about that, observant Muslims. How are you coping? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Oh, maybe CD in Brooklyn has an answer to that question. Hello, CD.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Observing Ramadan?
Yes, I am.
How's it going this year?
Well, it's difficult, but we're on it. We're going to go through it. Yeah.
You're going to go through it. That's the purification.
Years before, it used to be third time. Now, this year, last, and this year is longer time, but, you know.
You like it when it's in November and December, I'll bet.
Yeah, that would be good time because it's not that hot, you know. It's not longer days, but once you come on the longer days, you have no choice.
You have no choice. City, good luck out there, and I hope when you get to the feast part, it's really fun. Corey and Parsippany, you're on WNYC. Hi, Corey.
Hey there. Yeah, so for me, the extra hours are nice because when I got out of work at 5 or 6 o'clock, I still got enough time to get 9 holes of golf in.
All right. We got the bike rider. We got the gardener. We got the golfer. Anita in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Hello.
So how do you use the extra daylight, Anita? Hi.
I had the great pleasure of going up to Canada with my kids and celebrating a Latvian song festival. My parents are from Latvia.
Ooh, I don't know anything about that. Tell us about it.
Well, they have an annual song festival, which includes dancing and the usual summer thing of drinking lots of beer. And it's every day or every year around the solstice. So it falls on the 4th of July weekend usually. But we go up there. This is the first time I've gone with my kids, and we had a great time.
Did you just say you took your kids to drink lots of beer?
No, I did not take my kids to drink beer.
Okay. Just making sure. Anita, thank you very much. Happy Latvian Heritage Summer. Ian in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
What you been doing with the daylight?
Yeah, as a freelance photographer, this is the best time of year because, one, people are booking more evening sessions because when they get off of work, it's not like, oh, well, it's going to be dark. I don't want to be indoors. Everyone still wants those sunset outdoor photos. Also, I'm getting a lot more gigs at night because a lot of festivals are in parks. Whenever they have art fairs, they're open later.
So there you go. Long summer days are good for the photography biz. Is there something about the light that's really different for you as a photographer at this time of year than
absolutely
at other times of year? Can you put it into words?
Absolutely. The sunset, you have more of an orange sky, and it's a lot more romantic. It's warmer, it's romantic, and these are the skies that memories are made of.
Ian, these are the phone calls that memories are made of. Thank you. Oh, good. Dave is calling from Stockholm, Sweden. Dave, hello from New York.
Hello from Stockholm.
You're really in Stockholm?
I am. I'm really in Stockholm, and I live here, yeah.
How many hours of sunlight do you have this week?
Now, the sun, like I was saying, I'm painting my house. So last night it was 11:15, and I was there painting my house. I'm going, geez, time for dinner.
Time for dinner.
I looked at my clock, it was 11:15. Did
it go down at all last night? Did you have any actual dark?
Yeah, after midsummer. When on the way up to midsummer, it's up almost. It goes to the horizon and comes back up. It's beautiful.
And what's that like? Yeah. Do you like these 24-hour days?
Yeah, it's nice. It is beautiful because it's then in the winter it's darkness. So you really appreciate when the sun's up here like this. Yeah,
is it hard?
Very nice.
Is it hard to sleep?
Yeah, the birds are up at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What do you do?
Best thing you can do is just I just get used to it. You adapt to it. Yeah, just like when I moved, I'm from Brooklyn, raised in Jersey, lived in Sweden up for 22 years, and you just get used to it. It's beautiful.
You got that Jersey. You've got that Jersey Swedish accent, you know.
That's for sure. Yeah, I hear that all the time when I come home.
Dave, thanks. Good luck with the house. Good luck with the house.
Thank you very much.
Zubair in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Oh, that's not going to work. All right, let me try Khaled in Edison. Oh, Khaled. Hi.
So I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for taking my call. I also observe Ramadan, and just to make a correction, fasting starts from dusk to sundown, which is basically right now is like 3:50 in the morning until about 8:32 at night, in the evening. So it's about over 17 hours of fasting. So it's not from sunset to sundown. It's from dusk to sundown. It's kind of tough right now, but I actually like the challenge of fasting at this time because if you do it in November, as you asked, it's really easy, piece of cake. So I'm not really sure. I think the purpose behind Ramadan is to kind of like strengthen yourself and be patient.
So you like the challenge. And then is there, like for you, is it, and we just have 10 seconds, but is it sort of a feast every night or the feast that people say is really at the end, at the Eid, the last couple of days?
Well, it's supposed to be at the end of Ramadan for 3 days, but every day you actually eat. But you're not supposed to eat too much because the idea behind it is just to kind of eat and then fill your stomach, but not really eat too much.
And be moderate. Khaled, good luck getting through the rest of Ramadan. Thanks to all of you who called in with your stories about how you're using the summer days.